Te Whatunui Skipwith is with us today, who has been confirmed as the Green Party candidate for Otahuhu. Thanks for joining us on the program. Te Whatunui, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei, ngā mihi.
Morena,
kia ora. Live in Otahuhu, but I'm on the Māori roll, Te Whatunui. So, you know, if you and I get on, I still couldn't vote for you anyway, mate. But thanks for joining us. We often acknowledge and congratulate our people who put their name forward for public office, mate. That's a given, even if they are in parties that we don't support. Now, following your selection, obviously you've got a chance to share the green message. Why was it that you put your name forward, and how proud are you that you're standing on the green ticket going into November, Te Whatunui?
Me atu ki a koe whakatūwhare I tēnei wāhi, ka kōrero tia mai I tēnei kaupapa hira hira. I guess the biggest thing for me is it wasn't just a single moment or an epiphany for me to actually step into this space. I've, you know, as you would know from us having our conversations and uinga, I've spent years obviously fighting from the outside, working with our whānau, our hapū, rangatahi. Especially around the protection of roto kākahi, around the protection of our taia. And so with us, our iwi and our hapū, we obviously, from our whakaros, we achieved many things just doing that. But I also learnt, too often our communities are actually forced to fight decisions that have actually already been made for us, about us, without us, eh? And I've taken that experience and the kōrero and the constant guidance from my whānau, from my hapū, and that actually led me through to this ara, through to the tuarahi hau, that we should actually be stepping through together to actually go through and look at getting change. But you need the right people that are actually in the space to be able to do this. And so for me, it's I want people with our lived experience, sitting tērā ki roi te punga were were whare, to make sure that those decisions are being made from our hapori, from the lens of our hapori, that there's a better understanding, because right now there isn't. And that's one of the main reasons why, Dale.
Tēnā koe. You know, I don't think you can help but be impressed with Marama's advocacy here as a long-time co-leader of the Greens, and even the announcement to whakapara over the weekend, launching Huhana's campaign, was direct and very strongly pointing to a goal to whakanui our marae, Te Whatunui. I mean, it was, some would say it's a bold call, big money being directed at our marae, not just because they use the civil defence spots during emergencies, but the need to make them more resilient to climate change, to encourage papakāinga housing. What do you make of this kaupapa, $2.4 billion, directed towards marae and administered by Māori rather than by government agencies, Te Whatunui?
Yeah, pāpai pai. Oh, well, ki tōku nei whakaro. Tērā te mea tuatahi, ka huri ki tēnei mātāpono of the Green Party, which is actually the Greens believe in honouring te tiriti, and this is a step forward, ne? This is one way of a step forward for us to be able to do that. So for me, tino rangatiratanga isn't just something we're talking about at election, you know, election time or campaigning. It actually has to mean something when decisions are being made. And so, yeah, when the policy came through around Te Waunui a Tāne, it's just an example of what that can look like, especially with a Green Party government. And we're talking about, you know, whakamana, Te Waunui a Tāne, ngā taiao, strengthening everything, our taiao responding to the climate change that's happening. And if we're doing that alongside, you know, tangata takitaki ki tēnei whenua, tangata whenua, and recognising our mātauranga in the role of each iwi and each hapū as kaitiaki, that is a massive win and a step forward to where we want to go, and hopefully honouring te tiriti, because that's what we're wanting. That's what we need.
Tēnā koe. Otahuhu is I like to refer to as a gritty suburb. It's got a combo of commercial, industrial, residential, unlike many other communities. But it is one of the very first towns in our nation. Obviously, it has also a sort of military or garrison background, the layout of the town. But it's a proud town. And both Otahuhu, South Auckland communities are facing significant pressures around housing affordability or the cost of living, access to public services. Yeah. If you were to be elected there, what would be your first priority, and how would you how would it make a tangible difference for whānau who live in this proud community?
Yes, Pātai Pai, you actually answered it. The biggest issue is not just with Otahuhu and not just with South Auckland, it's communities alike. It's the cost of living. And, you know, our people aren't asking for luxuries. We've got whānau that are working hard, eh? They're working, you know, they're two or three jobs. They're still choosing. They have to make active decisions whether or not they choose to pay for their rent, power, petrol or kai. And that's not tika. And so for one of the first things, obviously, I'm going to be fighting for is putting more money directly back into the pockets of our people. Ngā hapori katoa, because that's where, for me, our tax policy actually matters. And everyone's actually been looking into the most, our tax policy that's been released. And the Greens want to cut income tax for the majority of people, while asking those with obviously the greater wealth and large corporations especially to actually contribute their fair share. Because we know in South Auckland that actually matters. When your income isn't already stretched, you know, another $20 or $30 a week, that's not nothing. And so we want kai for our kids. We need petrol to get the mahi and helping get those bills paid. But we also need to have an attack on the cost themselves, which is housing, which is electricity, which is transport and food. You know, our people work bloody hard. They deserve more than just surviving from payday to payday, because they're doing everything that's expected of them. They're going to school, they're going to work, and it's still not enough. So for me, that's what we're going to be aiming at.
Tēnā koe. I've enjoyed our conversation and invite you to come on in. We'll have a more lengthy kōrero on our He Rere Hua program one day. If you'd be kind enough to join us in the studio, I'll give you a ring and we'll sort that. Te Whatanui. But I noticed that the Greens are really trying to broaden their support beyond the traditional voter base. And we know that you know, even the name implies Kai te aki tanga o te whenua me te tai ao. But of course, we've got tax policies as well. Also, geopolitical perspectives that the Greens have advocated strongly for. Why should someone who's concerned about job safety and economic security see you and the Green Party as the best choice at the next election?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question, because I think sometimes people have an outdated idea of what the Greens are about, eh? Like, we just care about the trees, which is just kind of funny. And so for me, as a Green and running for Otahuhu, I care about whether our rangatahi can get a job. I actually care about our families. Can they afford to feed their kids while they're going to kura? Can they afford to make sure that there's power on at home? You know, I care whether somebody's leaving school and has a pathway to actually meaningful mahi that they want to do instead of just falling through these cracks, ne? Because what the Greens are trying to do, we're trying to put forward policies about creating good jobs, you know, training people for the industries we're going to need, like building houses, upgrading the homes, renewable energy. You've seen the Power for All of Us policy that's come out, and restoring, you know, whakamana ngā taiao. And those are the jobs. And particularly for our rangatahi, I want pathways, eh? I want pathways for somebody can actually earn while they learn and come out the other side with some sort of mātauranga ka tipako hia ki ka putukiro I tō pūkenga, tō kete. And yeah, once again, you know, my mahi has been within the hapori, working with rangatahi, working with our most vulnerable. And I've seen what happens when somebody is honestly constantly told what not to do, but nobody gives them something meaningful to do. And that connects directly to everything that we're doing as a party.
It's been a cool kōrero, and I thank you for sharing it. Love the way you weave your reo in and out with English as well. you know, very, very, you know, easy to listen to Te Rangatira. Thanks, Te Whatanui. I'll stay in touch, and hopefully we can have an opportunity to talk in more detail at a later date, but appreciate your thoughts and perspectives today. Thanks for joining us.
Tēnā koe.
Te Whatanui Skip with Standing for the Greens in Otahuhu.